When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
We move to the second quarter. We are scoreless, Mountain Home in Jacksonville. The Bombers with a football at 2nd and 9 here from their own 49-yard line. Mountain Home now moving right to left here in the second quarter. And McKay with the read on the option. He's going to take it across the 50 down to about the 46-yard line to pick up a 5. It's going to be 3rd and short coming up.
And once again, you know, just a basic quarterback keep right there, the option look, and a heck of a gain.
Brings up 3rd and 4 here for Mountain Home at the 46-yard line of Jacksonville.
You know, 2 downs to make 4 yards, basically. Just don't have a negative player or penalty.
Jacksonville penalized 4 times for 30 yards in that first quarter. 3rd down, the handoff, Junior Williams. Junior got awfully close to the first down marker. He is going to be a half yard shy. They're going to mark him at about the 42.
I'm not sure.
Oh, they're going to
they're going to give him a first down.
They're not
down.
Even going to measure. Wow. Bob, I think the Bombers may have gotten a gift there.
I do, too.
That was – I didn't think they made it.
No, we need to bring this chain gang home with us.
Boy, they're much better than what we got back home, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're not going to mention Dave and Josh and Rob and Bailey.
No, not going to mention them at all.
First down for Mountain Home at the 42 of Jacksonville. And the ball given to Junior Williams. He bounces to the outside. And again, you see about 6 black jerseys being drugged behind him. And now a flag comes in at the end of the play. And I think Mount Home may give 15 free yards here. Junior's going to take it to about the 34-yard line or so.
I don't know what he could see from the umpire could see from the back.
Oh geez, a block in the back, I think is what he said. I didn't see anybody downfield blocking. It was all black jerseys right in the back of Junior Williams.
He looked at Luke Foreman when he threw the flag. Luke was just standing there.
Well, that's a tough break. It's going to bring the ball all the way back to the
– wipes out about a 10-yard gain.
It was close. Brings all the way back to the 47-yard line. So a 5-yard gain to the 37, and then we mark off 10 for the penalty back to the 47. So it's first and about 15 here for Mount Home. First penalty of the night for the Bombers. And the ball kept by McKay. Looks to pitch. Nobody's there. Turns it upfield, and he's going to take it to about the 44. He'll make positive yards on the play. Gets it to the 44, which is a 3-yard pickup.
Well, he got a little deep in the backfield right there. And if the quarterback runs into the backfield or doesn't run downhill, it messes up that relationship and it's just tough for the halfback to maintain that.
10-10 left in this first half. We are scoreless, Mountain Home in Jacksonville. Bombers looking at a 2nd and about 12 here from the 44 of Jacksonville. Now we'll split the line out a little bit more this time. And the ball is given to Junior Williams, and Junior rumbles his way down to the 40, picks up 4 on the play.
Well, somebody just tripped him up right there. He was into the secondary with a good head of steam, and they just tripped him up.
So it's going to be 3rd and 8 here for Mountain Home. We mentioned the fact that David Waymeyer is back from his injury tonight, and I tell you what, he's getting a workout. They're going to have to send somebody else in with the plays because he's bringing every other play in from the sidelines. They alternate the tight ends, he and Eli Johnson, and David's getting a little slower each time he makes it to the huddle. Here's the handoff to Junior Williams, and he is going nowhere. He's going to be stopped right at the it looked like he gained a yard. One official has the 40, the other has the 39. They go with the official at the 40, so officially no gain on the play. And it's 4th and 8 here for Mountain Home.
Well, way too long for a field goal. I don't know if you punt it. Yeah, it looks like they're going to punt it.
Punt team will come on with the ball at the Jacksonville 40. It's 4th and 8. 8:52 left here in this first half. Here's the punt by Pausch. This is going to bounce at about the 12 and down at about the 14-yard line. So Jacksonville will take over. First quarter stats, by the way, Sonny Elliott at the Baxter Bulletin providing his stats. Mount Home 85 yards, Jacksonville 71. 64 junior on the ground, and Isaac McKay had 24 in that first quarter. So Jacksonville with the ball at the third, make it the 13-yard line in the handoff. And
a little option look right there. Yeah. Brought it down the line of scrimmage. Just a little lead option look out of the.
Let's pick up a four out to the 17-yard line for H.D. Martin. So second and six here for Jacksonville. 8:09 left in the first half. We are scoreless. Martin on the play action. Pass left side is incomplete. They try to throw the quick hitter to the left side, and it goes right through the hands of the intended receiver that time, Jordan Johnson.
Well, he did. He's had a tendency to throw high tonight, still not getting his feet set and stepping into it.
So third down and about six here for the Titans. They're operating left to right in this second quarter. They continue to work no huddle. Martin hands it to Ellis this time, and the Bombers string him along, and they wrap him up. Good job. It's going to be about a three-yard gain to the 20, and it's going to bring up third and long here, third and about four anyway, for the Titans.
Well, much better job that time of breaking down, playing, and off, not, you know, let him juke and jive all he wants. Don't commit. Keep him on you, keep him on that shoulder, and don't let him cross your face and let the inside help get there.
Hunter Fletcher in to punt now for the Titans as they look at fourth and about three here from their own 20-yard line. Nobody back deep. Now it'll be Brad Liddy that goes back deep for Mountain Home. Fletcher awaits the snap. Good snap. Bombers almost got there.
Well, they did.
They were.
That was Ben Henderson.
Yep.
Almost got a hand on it. Right there.
The punt's going to go out of bounds at the Mountain Home 45-yard line. That's where they will start this next drive. 35-yard punt by Fletcher. Pretty good punt.
Yes, it was. Didn't look like that good a punt. Got a good bounce off of it.
So the Bombers will start their next possession at their own 45-yard line. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Dairy Queen. Attend the Bomber home games and receive a 20% off coupon to be used at your Mountain Home Dairy Queen after the game. Weeknight, stop by for Mr. Slush for a dollar after 6 p.m. Boy, those things are good. 7:04 be good up here tonight, as high as this press box is.
Yeah.
7:04 left in this opening half. Motion to the right side. Ball kept by McKay. Turns it upfield. He's into the secondary. McKay's at the 30, the 25, the 20. He's being chased from behind. They will not get him. He's in for the touchdown.
No flag.
Rushing touchdown number five for Isaac McKay on the year. And the Bombers strike first here at Jacksonville.
And, Brad, that's what we're talking about when you crowd the line of scrimmage and them safeties get caught up in trash. And that's what we did. Isaac planted the foot, cut up the field, split them, and nobody could catch him.
55 yards on the touchdown run by Isaac McKay, and Mountain Home is on the scoreboard with 6:54 left in this first half. Mikey McLean in to attempt the extra point. High snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. He's now 7 of 8 on extra points on the season. 6:54 left in the first half. 7-0 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Lily Higley. I want to thank you so much for your donations to the Salvation Army Summer Camp, Camp Pardo Hills. Your generous donation helped send 50 kids from Mountain Home to our week-long summer camp in Oklahoma. We had a great time meeting new friends, hiking, swimming, singing camp songs, and learning about Jesus. Thank you again for your generous donations to the Salvation Army. You helped to make my summer camp great and amazing, and I'll never forget it.
Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
Well, the kickoff, one of the short kicks, they try to kick it and see if they can't maybe hit one of the other guys with it and recover, but Jacksonville catches it and falls on it at the 43-yard line, their own 43. That's where they'll start this drive. Quite nice, pardon?
Yeah, you kick it at one of those big guys up there trying to get it,
yeah.
Just hit them and bounce off, and they're doing a good job of getting out of the way of it.
Isaac McKay, a 55-yard touchdown run. Matt Holmes does not have many one-play touchdown drives. That's what that one was. A one-play 55-yard drive. Martin on the play action across the middle. It's complete. He's going to find his receiver up the right side to the 40, the 35, the 30, and finally tackled there as Xavier Scott takes it to the 30. It's a pickup of 27.
Well, they did a good job that time faking the little bubble screen. They've thrown two or three times, and quarterback raised up and hit the receiver, the slot receiver. It got inside the linebackers between the safeties.
Fourth first down of the night for the Titans. Mounts on with 7 first downs so far this evening. 6:27 left in the opening quarter. 7-0, opening half, I should say. Mounts on up 7-0. Timeout taken by the Bombers. 6:20 left in the first half. It's a 7-0 Mountain Home lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
.620 left in this first half. Mounts home with a 7-0 lead over Jacksonville as Bombers use a timeout on defense here after Jacksonville had the big gain. See what the Titans want to do here on first down. So Corey Allen, a sophomore, is into the ballgame. He's in the backfield. He's in there for Ellis right now. Martin wants to pass. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the right side. He's going to tuck it around. He's at the 25, the 20. Cuts it back inside. On his feet at the 10. Knocked down at about the 9-yard line. First and goal coming up here for the Titans at the 9-yard line. It's a 21-yard scramble by the quarterback, Martin.
Well, we've got to keep him in the pocket and make him throw the football. We got our head down rushing the football that time. Didn't keep our eye on the quarterback and let him get around us. And, he's pretty slippery in the open field.
Ellis back into the backfield now for Jacksonville as they look at a first and goal from the 9. 5:53 left in this first half. Martin will give it to Ellis. Trying to go up the middle. Bounces to the outside on the right, and he's going to pick up just a yard to the 8.
Well, better job that time. Playing at the point of attack, kept him right there on the inside shoulder. Made him cut back inside, and that's where your help is on the inside.
There comes big Marcus Etherly, a defensive tackle. He's 5'10", 240. He's also a fullback. He's into the ball game.
He's the one they like to run across the formation, snap the ball, and trap and lead. Here
Martin,
he comes.
There they go. They're going to run behind Etherly. It's Ellis straight ahead. Ellis dives. He's in. Touchdown, Jacksonville. It takes the Titans just 4 plays after Mountain Home scores to answer. A 4-play, 57-yard drive. This one is Sean Ellis for 8 yards. Now the extra point attempt, Josh Huber. He's a good one. His kick is up, and it is good. 5:15 left in the first half. We're knotted up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Well, we are knotted up at 7 after the touchdown. Here's the kickoff, and oh, my gosh. At the 20-yard line, the Bombers come up with the football, and it's picked up there by James Schwartz. And as he started to run with it, he tripped and fell. And, of course, in high school, you're down.
You're down.
Yep.
He had another 10 or 12 yards.
He did.
He's going to get there.
So Mount Holmes going to start at the 22. Well, neither team has done anything. All of a sudden, Mountain Home with a big play, and then four plays later, Jacksonville scores. We've got two touchdowns and a minute 39, and we're knotted up at 7. The Bombers had the ball at their own 22 with 5:11 left in this first half. How about a five-minute drive here?
Yes, five-minute drive.
Motion, the pitch is to the motion man of the sweep to the near side. That's Liddy. Liddy gets to the corner. He's at the 30, the 35, knocked out of bounds near the 40-yard line. A first down run for Mountain Home. They'll mark him at the 39. It's a pickup of 17.
Good job running the football right there. And once again, you know, there's so many men on the inside of that line of scrimmage. You have to do that sometimes just to keep them from stepping down inside on snap the ball.
Liddy able to get to the corner and
that's been
turned
a good
it
play
upfield.
For us.
It has.
Most of the year.
Caden Williams brings the play in from the sideline. He'll split out wide to the left side. It's Waymire tight on the left side. Four-man front for the Titans. The handoff straight ahead to Junior Williams. He's going to take it to the 41, a pickup of about 2 on the carry. .453 left here in this opening half. Mountain Home and Jacksonville tied up at 7. Etherly is back on the field now for the Titans. Second down and 8 for Mountain Home.
Here they come.
And McKay keeps it on the option. He is hit and knocked backwards. He's going to lose a yard back to the 40.
Well, when they step up in them A gaps and they got every gap covered, it makes it awful tough if we've got something called up inside.
Third and 9 here for Mountain Home from their own 40-yard line. Riley Peters will bring the play in this time from the sideline. 4:03 left in the first half. Mountain Home and Jacksonville knotted up at 7. Two receivers to the right side. I formation here for Mountain Home. And a timeout, Jacksonville. They see Mountain Home in an eye. They weren't ready for that with two receivers on the right side. In fact, they only had one defensive back on that side, so they got to take the timeout.
Didn't adjust very well to that.
3:51 left in the first half. We're tied at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Back at Jacksonville, 3rd and 9 coming up here for Mountain Home. from their own 40-yard line. Kind of caught Jacksonville by surprise with that formation, Bob.
No, they did. They didn't adjust well coming out of the huddle, and they burned a timeout to see. It's interesting to see if we come back with the same formation.
Mount Holmes going to split Waymire. Way split him out to the left. No. Throw it up to Waymire, see if he can go get it. That's what they're going to do, throwing it to a spot. He can't get there. There was some contact, no call. It's incomplete, brings up fourth and long, and the Bombers forced to punt. That pass looked like McKay was just throwing it to a spot. I know what they've been trying to work on this week is kind of throw it up and let David Waymire, who's 6'8", go up and get that football.
But you got to give him a chance. That was thrown to the sidelines and almost to the – to the runway over here for the long jump.
So Pausch into punt, Martin back deep here for the Titans. Pausch gets the kick away, a spiraling kick. It's going to be caught at the 29-yard line. Martin, boy, he is so shifty.
Don't let him.
Up the right sideline and out of bounds. Steps out at about the somewhere around the 40 or so. And that's where Jacksonville will start this drive. The ball's at the 41, and there's a flag, and let's see what we got. Officials are discussing it. I'm guessing the way they're talking, this is going to be against Jacksonville. Waiting for the indication, it is a hold against Jacksonville. So it was during the return. The hold occurred at the 46. Now, the ball is at the 41. They'll mark it off from the 46, takes it back to the 36, and that is where they will start this next drive. Five penalties for 40 yards against Jacksonville in this first half. So a first down for the Titans. Boy, I've been so close tonight saying Red Devils. It's been in my head. It's going to come out. I know it will.
You've been good so far.
It will come out. 3:36 left in this first half. Handoff is to Ellis. Left side, Ellis squirts past the line of scrimmage. He's going to make his way out to the 40. Well, one official has 44, one has 45. Which way does the umpire turn? He turns to the 45. So it's a gain of 9. I tell you, these two on the side, they've done that all night long. They've been a yard apart.
Yes, they have.
Just about every play. .306 left in the first half. We're knotted up at 7. Martin will give it to Ellis once again. Hit in the backfield.
Hold on.
Hang on to him. Riley Peters hits him first. Also, Henderson in there for Mountain Home. That was Ben in there. They finally wrap him up, throwing for a loss. Back at the 41-yard line, a loss of 4.
Boy, been good job staying home that time and closing down a little bit and not letting him get away.
Peters and Henderson that time both in on the tackle. They're each up to 17 tackles now on the season. 2:25 left in the first half. Third down and about 6 here for the Titans. Martin dropping straight back, throwing long down the right side. It's incomplete. McKay really the only player on the field that had a chance to catch that one. He couldn't quite get there. It was intended for Xavier Scott. Fourth down coming up.
That was pretty predictable right there. They had two receivers out pretty close, ran the wheel route, bring the inside receiver down across the middle, and the inside receiver comes around him down the sideline. Isaac did a good job of reading that.
So the Bombers forcing Jacksonville to punt for the second time tonight. Hunter Fletcher will punt with 2:11 left in this first half. Nobody back deep for Mountain Home. Now Liddy's going to go back. Fletcher gets the kick away. Good, high, spiraling kick. It's going to bounce at the 26, down at the 25-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will take over. At their own 25, 2:02 left in this first half.
Let's just keep it away from them.
Mount Holmes going to get the ball to start the second half. Yep.
See,
this is what I was talking about, Bob. You get right here, you score right here, then you get the ball back.
But
Bill Belichick,
we didn't defer.
I know. That's because
Well, they took the ball.
What I'm saying, if I win, I defer. You said if you win, you want the ball.
I want the ball. Yeah. I want possessions.
We'll see what Malcolm does here in this final 2:02. Motion comes to the near side. The ball is given to Junior Williams, and he's ahead for about a 3-yard gain.
Well, we're going to have to get some movement up here on front. We had a little movement up earlier in the game. Of course, it's another hot, muggy night. Is it ever going to cool off?
I wish it were. I know the players wish it would.
Yes.
We need some football weather.
This is the late in the second quarter. In the fourth quarter, you get tired.
Officially a 2-yard gain for Junior Williams to the 27, so it's 2nd and 8 here. 90 seconds left in this first half. And misdirection play. Winfield gets it going to the right side, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe. And actually, it looks like it's going to be a – yep, they'll mark him back at the line. No gain on the play. And a timeout. Jacksonville wants to use a timeout on defense, thinking maybe they get the ball back here with a 3rd and 8 coming up. 69 seconds left in this opening half. We're knotted at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of 4-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
69 seconds left in this opening half. 7-7, Mountain Home of Jacksonville tied up. Bombers looking at a 3rd and 8. The Titans using the timeout to stop the clock on defense here, and they're hoping to get the football back. And if Mountain Home does not convert here on 3rd down, they'll use their last timeout and see if they can get the football back and do something before halftime.
Well, they've got the ability, the big strike capability, to throw it up and someone run under it and make a big play.
Caden Williams will be split out wide to the left side here for Mountain Home. 3rd and 8 for the Bombers. 4-man front here for the Titans. Motion comes to the near side. The ball kept by McKay. He slips out of a tackle in the backfield. Across the 30, the 35. He's got the first down to the 36.
Big run right there. Keep the ball. Keep the possession.
A 9-yard pickup. 9th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Moves the chains. Now the Bombers hurry to the line of scrimmage with just under a minute left in this first half. Bombers have one timeout left. McKay keeps it again himself, and not much there that time. He's going to make his way out to the 40, make it the 38-yard line, a pickup of 2. Bombers go no huddle once again. 35 seconds left in the half. Bombers have one timeout left. And Junior Williams up the gut, goes nowhere. He's going to pick up, they'll give him officially a gain of 2 to the 40. So 3rd and 6 coming up here with 18 seconds left in the half.
And that's probably going to do it right there.
Yep, I think so. Jacksonville's not going to take a timeout. Mountain Home's not going to snap it. And it looks like we will head to the locker room. 4 seconds left, and that's going to do it for the first half. We started tied, and we're still tied. 7-7, Mountain Home and Jacksonville here at the half. We'll take a break, begin the halftime show here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Kathy was moving into a new home when she accidentally dropped a firearm that went off, shattering her elbow. She was airlifted to UAMS, the state's only academic medical center. Here, doctors are among the nation's best at treating complex cases. Orthopedic surgeons work together to rebuild the bone and graft a nerve to restore movement to Kathy's arm.
UAMS did the impossible. I don't think anyone else could have done that.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
Daddy, where do babies come from?